You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special extra episode of Walt's Apartment this week. I am Sean, and I'm so excited to be joined by this awesome group of people here. We're going to talk all things D23 week. I'm joined by Brianna from Extra Magic Hour, Marvel Tribe, Walt's Apartment Alive. How are you, Brianna?
I'm great.
We are joined by Joey from the Disney Universe podcast and Walt's Apartment Live host, and whenever else we need him, he's there. How are you, my friend?
Good. Miss you guys already.
Missed us already. I know. It was so much fun. I can't wait to just dive into everything that happened. Lewis, Big L, L Dog, Louie, Baloo, he's here. Sunken City Designs. I'm so exhausted from this trip, and it's like 3 days at. Freaking came from. I'm sorry, Lewis. How are you, buddy?
Yeah. Oh, obviously not that good. I'm choking on the Cracker Jacks I was just eating. I had a very healthy dinner. Cracker Jacks and Dr. Pepper.
Did you get a good prize?
The hotel tour?
That's good. That? Sounds like...
What? Were the Cracker Jacks the ones from the hotel tour?
They were. They were sitting on my drawing table since then. I was like, I'm going to pop these open.
And then we are also joined by a friend of this show who also has done some stuff with us in the past. Nicole, how are you doing tonight?
Fabulous.
She's also the voice of our Getaway Today promo. What did you have for dinner since Lewis had Cracker Jacks?
I had confetti birthday cake.
All right.
That sounds awesome.
My daughter turned 17 yesterday. And this awesome mom made her a confetti cake from scratch. And we freaking had it for dinner tonight. And it was amazing.
There's really no better cake besides carrot cake than confetti cake. The confetti cake, like a couple days later when like the confetti, it gets like even bigger. You know what I mean? Like the colors get even bigger in the cake because it's like getting older. You know what I mean? But so we have a lot to talk about. I say D23 week. I got there Wednesday. It was 5 days of fun, excitement. And like Joey's has posted a few times on it, on his pages and stuff. And we posted on ours, just so much fun besides D23. We had I've met Brianna once before in person we had lunch when I was down there in May. But to spend like 4 days with her and just hang out and get to know who she is more and learn about her job and how she got her job. And it was cool to meet Joey for the first time. I mean, I met Joey, in May, I met him for literally 20 seconds,
briefly.
Took a picture, and that was about it. Joey actually stayed in my room on Wednesday night because he was going to come down, and he's like, I'll just come down and I'll stay in the Fort Tejon rest stop. I'm like, why would you do that? I have an extra bed. Why wouldn't you just come stay with me? So he stayed with me that night and rope dropped with us all. And then we had Lewis meeting him the first time in person as well. It's just so much fun. I have all the feels from this week. It was so cool to, and Nicole as well, to meet in person as well. And it was fun. It was fun to just do this with friends, my podcast family. It was just a really, really good time. So I want to dive into,
and it was all natural. It just felt natural, you know?
Yeah, it felt to me like we all kind of knew each other.
Yeah.
I mean, like we've been together before and like have hung out together. 'Cause there was no, it was just so much fun. So I'm going to go into, none of you were in the park on Wednesday, right?
No,
I was. No.
You were? Oh, yeah, you were. You came and met me. Jeez. I'm sorry. It was 140.
You killed me.
It was 140 degrees, too. So.
Yeah, because I was on the stream with Lewis and Sam. I couldn't hear nothing.
Sorry. Yeah.
I see you guys. Yep. You just look
miserable. Sorry, Brianna.
We were trying to make that live stream work so much. We're like, so what are we talking about next? Knowing everybody was having excitement, and like, we're just sitting here, like, all right.
Side note: the people on the live stream are the ones not in Disneyland.
Yeah, Lewis told me so. You look
hotels. I got my hotel for free.
Lewis said, "You look so. You did get it for free."
So I don't know what happened, but they messed up somehow, and I got my receipt, and it said 0.00, and I was like. I didn't give you my card at all, and I didn't prepay. Cool. Sounds good. I'm out of here. But honestly,
walk away.
I would. I wish I would have got somebody's spare bed because that room was. That's a whole other podcast show. That's like the Halloween season.
We'll talk about that later. But yes,
didn't you say that you had to like pack up your stuff one of the days? Like you didn't want to leave it in the room.
Yeah, well, actually, both days I packed up all my suitcase and left. Yeah,
but it's $0.00. So I mean,
you get what you pay for, man. Come on.
That is the awful truth right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There ain't hardly been no murders.
Right.
And we're glad you didn't have any cooties. Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet. It's only been a couple days.
I mean, there's this new rash that broke out, but
oh no. So Wednesday, really quick, I fly in from Medford to Burbank, and I get down to the hotel, and I get checked in, and I go over to the park, and I meet some friends there, and we're gonna hang out. We're gonna go to Blue Bayou because you know you can buy the Fantasmic dining package. They told me this. That's the first thing I went and asked them when I got there. I said, "Can I get the Fantasmic?" "Oh yeah, absolutely. When you come back for your reservation, just let us know at that time." I'm like, "Cool." So I come back in there, sit down, and I tell the waitress, "I want the Fantasmic dining package." She says, "There's no Fantasmic. It's only on the weekends now." I said, "No, Doc out front said that I can sign up for the Fantasmic dining package." And she says, "No, it's only on the weekends." And she basically said, "Let me go double check." And I think she just went and stood around the corner for a second because she knew that there really was no Fantasmic. And she came back and says, "Nope, I'm sorry." I'm like, "Well, nothing to do about it now." So Blue Bayou was great.
It just had started. So wait, go back a little bit because they did have Fantasmic during that, but last week was the first week that it changed. So yeah, it was only Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Bunch of crap. But anyway, that's the only reason I went down there was besides D23 was for Fantasmic, and I didn't get to see it. But
sounds like Corey from All Aboard, shout out.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Oh, Corey from All Aboard, one of my good friend. He hasn't seen Fantasmic in 10 years. And because of issues like that
Well, it was more funny because when I made the reservation 60 days out, like you're supposed to, it said, just click on the thing. And when you get there, just tell them that you want to upgrade. I'm like, cool. Then I noticed the end of August, it says, if you do it after August 27th, you need to make a reservation. So I call Disneyland like on a Sunday morning. It's my only day off. And they're like, yeah, there's no one there yet. So we can't ask them. So just tell them when you get there, you should be fine. Yeah, it wasn't. Because no one knew, but oh well, it was still a great day. It was so hot. I like crawled back to the room. It was so hot. Joey shows up, then we'll move into Thursday, Disney Plus day. I want to. We were all together. We all met up. All five of us here met up for Disney Plus day to rope drop. This was going to be the plan, and met up. Lewis came from Joshua Tree that morning. He's texting us at 4 o'clock in the morning. I just woke up. I'm on my way. I'm like, what the hell, man? I'm still sleeping. And he's texting us that he's on his way. But he gets there. We all get inside. Lewis was the last one to arrive. We're right at the partner statue. I think we got in there, what, like a little past seven, you know?
To no blue carpet.
No blue carpet. The little tiny blue carpet. I mean,
it's probably a carpet circle.
It's like 20 by probably like a 20. Like a 20-foot circle, I would say, with some lights around it. That was the blue carpet. It's kind of weird. We walked in, saw the fake grass that people have issues with.
some strong feels, yo. Strong feels. Well,
we can talk about fake grass because it's all it's coming all everywhere. So
it's already everywhere. I saw it on Sunday.
Yeah,
it's in spots that I was like, wait, that's fake. Oh, yeah. That's tight.
Gone,
I'm all in favor of fake grass.
Hey, what's wrong with you? There's nothing tight about fake grass, yo. Like, it's the same color. There's nothing like artistic about fake grass. At least blend it and have a little artificial color going on. It's just the same.
I don't spend that much time looking at grass.
Oh my God.
It's in like the main opening.
Brianna, thoughts on fake grass? Go.
I mean, right now, as we've got our first rain that I saw in a good 4 months. Right. They probably needed fake grass because they couldn't keep the real stuff
fair.
Alive.
That's fair. I support that.
Joey, fake grass, thoughts?
At least it was real at Small World.
For now.
Yes!
For now.
I even tasted it.
Yes.
It looks weird with that little putting green at the hole, you know?
Yeah, it's... Lewis, fake grass.
I'm all for it. Absolutely.
You go against everyone every single time.
He likes it better fake than real.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is after hours. So
I want to talk about Disney Plus. I'll ask each one of you. I'll start with Joey this time. Disney Plus day with you. Was it a hit or a miss? What'd you feel about it?
It was cool because I was just happy to be at Disneyland. So we got cool ears and a cool button.
Yeah.
But once we walked into the castle, it was all about Disneyland. So yeah,
for sure.
It was cool. I mean, I'm sure if I was home, I would have watched everything.
Could have said, you could have sold yours for $500 on eBay if you wanted.
Yeah. Right.
I gave mine away. I gave mine to Steve from Designer Park Co. because I'm like, here, you, yeah, I don't wear ears for one.
$500.
There it went. $500 gone. Brianna, what'd you think? Disney Plus is a hit miss.
I mean, I don't think it was necessarily a miss because obviously if we wouldn't have it, if it just wasn't there, like it's something added and it didn't take away from anything during that day. But yeah, I could have very much like just not been Disney Plus day and it would have been the exact same day.
And that's how I kind of felt. I mean, they had some cool photo ops. I think we all took a picture with the Pinocchio cutout. Yeah, that was I thought it was okay. Nicole, what'd you think?
Okay. So I went last year and I felt that it lived more throughout the park last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I met some amazing friends and one of them told me that Disney Plus was not supposed to happen on this weekend, that it happened. So I'm sure that some of the planning or the lack of it living throughout the park this year played a part on that.
Yeah.
I missed the blue carpet. There was something so awesome and magical about going in through the turnstile and it just being like this massive blue carpet.
Right.
There was so much they could have done. Like, I get that logistics, that might've been hard or they were focusing on fake grass or whatever. The ears were super fun and the button is always a must. They did. Like, I think we were all standing by the statue and at one point, like, we looked off, like, towards the big pumpkin and the railway. And we all see, like, the blue balloons.
That was cool.
Freaking amazing. Like, it probably made the parents' day because they didn't have to spend $20 on the balloon.
Right.
And the kids' day because they actually got the balloon that they never thought that they would get. But there was something fun about just seeing, like, all of those blue balloons. But I have to agree with Joey. Like, there was a lack of presence, like, once you kind of got in and through. Mm-hmm. They had more photo ops last year. Or maybe they were just more on, like, the beaten path than they were this year. Yeah. So, there you have it.
Lewis, what'd you think, buddy?
I thought they were foreshadowing for what D23 was. A bunch of what ifs and nothing solid.
Damn. Just, all right.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, well.
Solid. Fair. Tell us how you really feel, though.
No, I really like that he tells us how I feel. Because
yeah.
Lewis, we're going to get into our discussion on on Friday night at dinner. We all went to dinner with a Diz Insider, and that was absolutely insane.
Boo!
Yeah, but so talk a little
not
bit more
the
about
Diz Insider. If anybody was worried about that.
No, 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 we're not. Yeah.
No, thank you, Brianna. No, yeah. Definitely not. No, 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 no.
That was
thank
a
you for clearing that up.
Nod to something else.
No, thank you for clearing that.
Yeah, we'll talk about the boo in a second. But
I'm trying to get our paychecks.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
My paycheck.
No, there's sometimes when I sit and I get these ideas in my head, I'm going to do a show. And I spent like numerous days with all of you. And I'm like, is this smart to do this again on a podcast and recap? But yeah, it's going to be. But so I would say probably that day, Thursday, is probably the hottest day of the week. Would you guys agree?
No, Wednesday.
You think so?
Wednesday.
Okay. Since I wasn't there on
Wednesday. It was overcast. It was overcast on Thursday, so that did help, but it was so humid. The humidity was terrible. There was one time me and Joey and Lewis were just sitting next to the guy over on the trail behind, and just sitting there just dripping in sweat. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting there just dripping in sweat. And this is ridiculous, but it was
Brianna
so
saved us.
Oh my God. And Brianna was the MVP of the Disneyland trips. Oh, yeah. For sure. With the fans. She had these three fans that were just, well, how much were they on Amazon? What, I mean,
like $14. Like
amazing.
Priceless.
It's the best. It's the best $45 you've ever spent.
And the only reason I have three of them is because I constantly lose them, and then I have to rebuy them before my Walt Disney World trips, and I keep finding them. So now I have three.
Yeah, it was funny because Brianna put in our group chat. She says, "I found some fans." I'm thinking she found some like hand, you know, like fans, like paper fans. I'm like, okay, cool. What the hell am I going to get the paper fans? It's already too hot. And then she pulls out these rechargeable little fans that have high, low. I'm like, these are freaking the best. But yeah, hot was the key word. I think I did more shows than I've ever done at Disneyland in one day. We did Pirates. We did anything that was cool.
Lincoln.
Yeah. I haven't seen Lincoln in so many years, but it was so nice and cool in there. Tiki Room. We did the what did we do over at DCA? What was that? The
Philhar
Magic, which was great. I never even seen that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I just think he's found everywhere cool. I want to go around each one of you here. Brianna, what was your highlight of the Disneyland day that we all spent together for you?
Oh, I don't know. Probably just every ride that we rode.
Yeah.
And then meeting people.
Yeah.
And Debbie.
Yep. Debbie from Designer Park Code. Lewis forgot that we met her, but that's okay. But
not the highlight for Lewis.
Lewis was focused on Splash Mountain. That was it. So, Nicole, what would you say your highlight of the day was?
My highlight was getting out of going on Splash Mountain and Brianna and I getting to talk with Debbie and her husband.
That was also why meeting Debbie was a highlight. I did not have to ride Splash
Mountain. Yes.
I will say this. We had Nicole, basically. We got there. We all linked our tickets up together. We all got Genie Plus and we said, okay, who's going to be mom and is going to handle making our reservations? Because I don't want to screw it up. And if Lewis doesn't get it at the right time. So we all linked our things to Nicole's phone and she did all of our things. And we're like, okay, cool. And
thanks,
Lewis said,
mom.
Yeah. Thanks, mom. Yeah. Okay. We're doing this now. And then Lewis said, okay, you guys promised me we'll do Splash Mountain. I'm like, yeah, we'll all do it. And I said, we'll all do it for sure. So we're there. We're talking to Debbie from Designer. We're skipping around. I apologize. But we're talking to Debbie, and she's showing us the bags. And I met her husband, Steve. And I gave Steve my ears. Was the one I gave my ears to because they got there late. But I said, okay, let's go. And she goes, oh, no. Oh, no, no. Me and Brianna aren't going on that. I made sure of that. I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, yeah, it's just you three boys going on that. I'm like, what the hell? We had no, I thought we all were going. We're gonna go on a log together. And they're like, we're not. Then they both said, we're not getting wet.
You gotta make sure the backpacks are waterproof.
That was so funny. We went to Pooh's Corner and got a treat instead.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bunch of crap. So yeah. So your highlight was meeting people. Okay, we got Brianna, we got Nicole, right, on their highlights.
Yep.
Lewis, what was your highlight?
I have two. Obviously, okay. the main one, Splash Mountain, was legit. God.
Yeah.
But really testing the durability and strength of Goofy Sky School.
Oh, Jesus.
While myself and Joey were on the same side of that coaster was epic. I don't think I've yelled that loud on a roller coaster in some time. And when drop came, I was like, wow.
No, you wouldn't say wow. You didn't say wow.
I didn't say wow.
You straight up said, we were ahead of them.
We heard you guys laughing.
Well, we heard you guys say shit.
it wasn't the drop necessarily. It was going up and realizing, like, oh my God, dude, we're both on the same side. I'm in the front, Liv's in the back, but we're both on the right. And so every bank to the right, we're like, dude, this thing's flipping.
Right.
You know, I literally told Lewis, I'm like, just want to say if we die, it was nice meeting you.
Right.
But no,
that ride, man, that's so crazy.
Yeah. It's Brianna's new favorite.
Oh, yeah, Brianna's. I'm still sore. Like, I have to, like, I've been taking Motrin constantly for days because I am so sore from that ride. Yeah,
Brianna says, I've never been on it. I'm like, well, we're going on it. And so then we went on it twice. Didn't we go on it twice?
Yeah. Wednesday and Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. Because I do remember you were there on Wednesday, Brianna, see? So.
Good thing you remember she was there. I forgot Debbie.
Straight up, he's like, Debbie who? I'm like, I saw the picture posted today on her page. I'm like, okay, cool.
Once Joey, I realized that Splash was in the agenda,
and he was done.
Tunnel visioned.
Joey, what was your favorite part of the day?
Well, it's hard to compete with Splash, but that little girl didn't have a chance. That was on the log.
Oh God.
And the log was, I don't know if this is gonna be on video, but it was definitely pointed upwards.
Oh, for sure.
So I know, I mean, we're grinding at every turn, but I'm pretty sure at the main drop, it kind of leveled out. Then
it's just like this.
It was classic.
The picture, there's
video to it.
I think we posted the picture. If not, we'll post it again because the mom and the poor little girl in the front. I remember when we first we walked in there and the lady's like, okay, 1, 2, and 3. We're like, no. No, we're not.
Yeah,
we're not.
Because I was already. You guys already told me like you're going in the front. And I'm like,
yeah. Here. Well, Joey's smaller than me and Lewis, so we're like, you're in the shorter. Front, no matter what.
Hence why I didn't go with you guys because I would have been in the front.
Oh yeah, you would have been.
But because of us, I think the little girl got a new sweatshirt at Pooh's Corner right after the ride.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
She had to new shoes, sure. And she had to.
Yeah, I'll hold the whole thing.
Yeah,
but seriously, my favorite part was just. Hanging out with you guys all day. It was really cool. Then, like, all weekend, I was telling Sean, I'm like, oh, I want to introduce you to my buddy Russ, who's an author. Mm-hmm. And then we ran into him and Lynn from Sweep Spot.
That was pretty cool.
Before we went on Lincoln. So, hey, that's perfect. So, and of course, the Lock, Shock, and Barrel Gingerbread House.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, between you guys and a giant gingerbread house, that's my favorite.
Perfect.
Mine friends and food.
Friends and food. You can't really go wrong with that. Mine was, I'll give it to Lewis a little bit. Splash Mountain was fun, even though I didn't think I would get wet, but because I was in the back, I still got more wet than anyone else. It's just how it is. But I didn't get to wear my comfortable shoes the first day at E23 because they were soaked in my hotel room. But that's fine. But I'll tell you my highlight, and I mentioned this. Well, I think I mentioned on the live show that we didn't put out last week. So we met one of our listeners who is, his name is Joey as well. And he's a young boy and he's autistic. And what he does is he downloads our live stream and all of our shows and puts them on his YouTube channel. And he has like 9 followers on his page, but he does this. His mom has reached out to us. His dad, I've talked to his dad in the past. He does this just to basically mentally for him to just kind of level him out and center him. And it gives him something to do and focus on. So mom reached out to me on Tuesday before I left and said, hey, he mentioned you guys might be there. And can I set up maybe meeting you guys? And I'm like, absolutely. Whatever you need. So meeting Joey for me was the highlight of the week. I would say the whole week for me, because it was, I don't know how many people actually listen to our show or watch our show or it was weird to hear people say, "Hey, you're the Waltz apartment guy." That when we were there, I find that odd for people to say that and acknowledge that what we do. But I like the guy from the sweep spot said, "Oh, that's the Waltz apartment guy, the podcast guy." I'm like, "What the hell? You know who I am? You do your own podcast, you know?" But I was wearing a shirt that said Waltz apartment, so that might have helped. But meeting Joey was the best part of it, and he was so nervous and so happy at the same time, and it was the sweetest moment, I thought. And his mom thanked me again and said we made his day, and you know, and he's actually, I believe, going to start doing stuff on our channel for us, where he's actually going to be doing the same thing he was doing on his page. He's going to actually do it on our YouTube page and get our stuff out there. Like, yeah, that was the best part for me, and it was fun to share that with all of you. And you know, because he knows who we all are, which I thought was cool too. You know, the hosts that are on here, he knows who we are. And the moms just said he's just so excited to meet you, almost so happy. That was my highlight, and I won't go on about it because we have 3 more days to talk about it, and we're never going to be done here. So
back there super fast, doesn't he, although he only has like 9 followers, how many views? Isn't it like a crazy amount of views that he gets?
It's like 20,000 download that views or something, yeah, on the videos. So yeah, it's like a lot, you know. I remember it was funny. I remember when we found out about him it was when Walt's apartment first started. Brianna, were you with us? Yeah, you were with us because Sean was with us when it first started. And I'm like, who is this downloading our stuff? And Sean's like, I'll write him a letter. I'm going to send him a legal letter. And I'm like, wait, let me look into this. So I messaged him, and then Brianna helped me out. It was his dad or his mom that reached out to me at first and explained this. It was one of his parents reached out and explained the situation. So I'm like, oh shit, he can do whatever he wants. You know what I mean? That's fine. But it was just very cool that she reached out and said, Sean, Joey said that you said last week you might be at D23, and he was hoping to maybe run into you. Can we make that happen? I'm like, absolutely we can. And it was just really cool. We took pictures in front of Walt's apartment, and which was really cool. And we'll post those up this week too. And so we have a lot of pictures to post that we can put out there.
Keep coming.
Yeah. So many different things. There was so much stuff, but.
And his mom was super cool too. I mean,
she was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks to both of them for coming out, making that happen.
Yeah,
thank
for
you,
sure.
Joey. Like, that's awesome.
And you're gonna take care of mom. Deal with mom.
Yeah, no,
but
I will be messaging you soon. I've just been really busy.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We've all been. Like I said, I feel like I'm still on vacation. I'm so tired, you know. But we have a lot to talk about still, and it's already 9:40. You guys good to continue?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Because right. We need to talk about our 22%.
Or what?
On our Smuggler's Run. Our 22%. Oh, our 22%. Everybody
pretty much died.
God, thank you, Brianna. Yeah, so we get on. We get on Smuggler's Run. Don't let me and Lewis drive the freaking ship. That's all I got to say. Me and Lewis are like yelling at each other. Like, I'm like, go up, go up. No, I was up and down. He was left or right, and we could not get it. 22%.
Don't put me on the ship next time.
Yeah. we get off, and then I said, that's bad, huh? And the girl says, Chewie's going to be really upset.
Like, well, it ain't good.
Man. Yeah, it ain't good. Well, no, what'd she say? I was talking to someone else. I said, 22%. She goes, well, and grading, that's a low F. Yeah.
Like, is that bad?
That's a G.
It's a G. Yeah. That's not even, it was really bad. I think we hit everything possible thing you could. I don't think we shot anything we're supposed to. Did we fix the ship at all? Obviously not, because it was at 22%. So, yeah, we all suck. So
our engineers were working overtime.
Yeah.
We sucked so bad, they had a special exit for us. Like, this is how bad the ship looked.
Seriously.
Like, I remember it stopped, and then it turned. I'm like, oh, they're giving us a special exit. Like, you're going down the walk of shame.
Dude, I thought we were just going to put us out in the parking lot. Like, get out of our park.
Go to Hogwarts.
But, I'm telling you, Thursday was foreshadowing for D23. No, saying, you'll get it when we get to that subject. Okay.
D23, let's talk about that. So let's get into
it. Chewie booed us.
Oh, boy. So we go to D23. Nicole, Brianna, and I we met Nicole's friends. Her friends were really, really cool too. They were the best guys. And
My new besties
had so much insight on everything.
We're still texting.
Had so much insight on everything, but let me tell you. So we get these reservations, and we're thinking, "Cool, we got reservations." Brianna, Nicole, and I neither have ever gone to D23. It's our first time, so we walk in. We're like, "Cool, all right." Yeah, down the end of the hall, just go there and just go down into the basement, and you're just going to wait in the basement. Sounds easy, right? No. You get in there, and as we get down, we get stopped as this guide is bringing all these people with turquoise bands by us for what seemed like 20 minutes. There was like so many people walking by us. I'm like, what the hell? So then we go in this big room, and there's just like tape all over the floor, and people lined up everywhere. And I'm like, what is happening? And if you guys listen to this show or know anything about me, I'm one that has to be in control and has to like be the planner. And I was not in my element because I had no idea what the hell was going on.
Neither did anybody else.
No, that was the thing.
Like the next day, I learned we totally messed that up. Like,
we were walking in. We were asking cast members, "Hey, where's this?" "Oh, I don't know." And then we asked one. That one might have an answer. And what was I? Nope, that's 3 out of 5 that actually had an answer. We were like counting who actually gave us an answer. So we get in there. We finally figure out that we have to be in one of these rows to get a wristband. I'm like, why do we need a wristband? We already have reservations, right? So I'm totally confused at this point. So we're standing there, and me and Brianna are standing there, and Nicole says, "I'm gonna go get coffee." We're like, "Okay, go get coffee." She says, "If you get a wristband, yo, get me one."
Sure. I was pretty serious. I was like, "Yo, listen." Yeah.
So I'm like, "Sure, we'll get you one.
I walk away, please get me a wristband, please, mm-hmm. please, please, please."
And that was our intention.
Yeah,
we tried.
I didn't get him. Yeah.
You so said no. They said no.
Yeah. So yeah, then we're standing.
Exactly, Joey.
We're standing there. Denied. We're standing there, and the lady says, "Okay, get in line. And when you get in line, we'll come back by. We'll come back through with wristbands." I'm like, "Cool. All right." So we're getting the wristbands. We get our wristbands. I say, "Hey, could I get a wristband for our friend?" "Yeah, no. They have to be here." I'm like, "Oh shit, this is not going to go well." So I'm like, "Please?" And they're like, "No." Brianna's like, "Please? No. What can we do to get a wristband for?" "Well, she needs to be here." "Well, but she's getting coffee." When she gets back
in the same room, like they can see me, like I'm in the same room.
When she gets back, don't worry, they can get a wristband. So she walks back over with like her and Brianna's coffee, walk over, and I said, "You can't have it. They didn't give you one." And the look on her face was of pure pissed, being pissed off. and then that's when her friends that she met calmed her down and said, "Hey, listen, they're going to come back through." So they came back through like 15 minutes later, as long as 15 minutes. Me and Brianna are freaking out. She don't get a wristband. Where's what's going
on?
No, happen?
I went and found them.
That's right. She takes off and goes and finds it.
I took off on a mission. Yeah. Like a journey? Yeah, I went on a journey.
And for people that have never been there, though, the basement is like the size of a small city. Yeah. So, I mean, it was like a 10-minute walk to the bathroom line and the coffee. Yeah. Then the walk back with the switchbacks. I mean,
oh, it was crazy. It was so crazy.
And as we get to later, Joey and I learned that the wristbands mean nothing. So,
I want to hear about that too. So we sit there, we wait in line for after we get our wristbands, probably another hour and a half. And at this point, the thing starts at 10.
We're never coming back.
The thing starts at 10:30. It's now like 9:55, and we still are not going in. And then, like at 9:55, they start finally letting people in, like over in section C. We're in section B. So they're letting everyone in section C in first, which is over on the left side. We're in B, which is the middle. We had really good seats. I thought we had really good seats. Then so we get in. Finally, like, you know, I'm thinking, how the hell they get everyone else in here? Because it's like 10:17 at this time. It starts at 10:30, and they started pretty much on time too. I don't think everyone got in there on time. That's just my opinion. I don't think that the A people made it on time.
But agreed. Probably not.
So we sit down. We're sitting in our seats, got really good seats. Brianna and I are like, "Hey, these are good seats. These are cool. We can see the stage. We can see where Bob Chapek's going to be. It's going to be great, right?" Because Bob Chapek's going to be the host. Teleprompter, everything. This is exciting.
I met new friends there too.
Yep. Show starts. Some kind of Broadway thing they do in the beginning. It's kind of cool. Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO and chairman of Walt Disney Company, Mr. Bob Chapek. And she starts walking out. You hear clapping. I'm not going to lie to you. The most awkward moment this whole weekend happens when they booed this poor guy. And I say this poor guy because nobody deserves to be booed in front of 7,000 people. And this guy's just standing there taking it, and he's getting booed. And Brianna's like, kind of clapping, but she's like, I'm still not going to boo him because no one deserves that. And I'm like,
I mean, Sean is nudging me. He's like, come on, Brianna, cheer. Like, I mean, I don't know how loud you want me to, like, you want me to, like, stand up? Like, like, I think this is an appropriate, you know, amount of applause for an award show here.
He wants the shirt in hand. Just let's go.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I felt bad because the guy's getting booed. Okay, so.
There was a couple. Like, at the most awkward time, I'm laughing. And I'm like, I need to not be laughing. This is worse than booing.
Yeah, it was. So he does this thing. Thank God he got off that stage and was not the host for the whole Legends ceremony. Because I think he would have. Oh, no. So he's talking after he gets booed. Like, I found this out from someone that the Avengers Campus announcement was not supposed to be made at that time. He made that announcement so to turn himself around. They actually flipped some friends of mine who are in the press said they actually saw the teleprompter switch and it moved that part up to where he was able to talk about that to get them back on track to get people to cheer again, which is smart. So they obviously had a backup
plan. Like, they knew. Right.
They had a plan in place and they executed it and people cheered again and he was fine. Then he announced the host Tamron. Is her name Tamron? TV shows Tamron.
Tamron Hall.
Tamron Hall, yeah. So we'll go through the legends really quick. We don't need to go through all of them. Grey's Anatomy cast, basically. And then Black-ish. Anthony Anderson was great.
He looked like the KFC guy.
Oh, Patrick Dempsey.
Oh,
yeah, he Patrick came out. Dempsey I was like, looked like white Daniel. Hair.
That yeah, was he completely
like the popcorn guy. What's yeah. his name?
Orville Redenbacher. Orville Redenbacher.
No, Colonel Sanders.
Oh,
like the
that's a chicken guy
from KFC. Yeah, chicken.
Okay.
Chicken.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Chicken. He had white hair. I did not expect him to have white hair, so that was really weird. And his speech was kind of awkward and it long. And but. So they got some awards, some really cool. Imagineers got their Legends awards. I thought the one Coltrane was his name. Richard Coltrane was one of the Robert Coltrane was one of the Legends. I loved his speech. He did not accept the award on his own. He accepted it on behalf of all the other Imagineers, which I thought was really cool. Anthony Anderson, and I cannot think of what's her name?
Diana Ross's daughter.
Yeah. What's her name?
Tracy.
Tracy, yeah. The two hosts, the two people from Black-ish got it. Mm-hmm. Don Hahn, Chris something, who was a writer of a lot of music for like Lion King and stuff like that. And then the entire cast of Frozen comes up. And I think their speech were probably the four best speech. Jonathan Groff's speech was great, very genuine. I really enjoyed his speech. Kirsten Bell's, hers was just... who she is. I thought she was funny. I thought it's just who she always has been. I think anytime I've ever seen her talk. The future, current Disney legend, Josh Gad. That's how he wants to be named. Legend Josh Gad from now on, from here on out. That's how he needs to be introduced. He made that very clear. And then Idina Menzel and her boobs.
Classic. Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Straight up, she walks up there and she's very, very
a legend.
What's each one?
Yeah, they deserve to be legends.
Yeah. She walks up there and she's talking and she's leaning forward in the mic and she's like, oh my God, let me fix this. She's like, I'm sorry, Bob. And she's like apologizing to Bob Chapek over and over. And she's like, I'm so sorry, Bob. Let me fix this. And she talks about Elsa being a 16-year-old princess and her being a 51-year-old sexy queen or something. I feel like she might have been had a couple drinks before that. She was
a couple.
It was fun, but
Bob was going to keep her out to make people Bob like was him like, more.
Please take the pressure off me. So, but Brianna and Nicole, you guys were both in there. What were your overall thoughts of the Legends panel? What'd you guys think of it? Or we got cool pins.
Go for it, Brianna.
We got really cool pins. I thought it was cool to experience. This maybe wasn't my favorite lineup, but I mean, overall, everyone was great. Hearing the Imagineer speeches were actually some of the highlights.
I agree.
Honestly, I think all of them were probably in my top more than any of the celebrities. But overall,
the Lady Imagineer, I thought was great.
She did amazing.
Yeah.
The daughter of the one that had passed, hers was really good.
Yeah.
She was quite emotional. They were all, I mean, honestly, I think everything was good. I thought it was a fun experience, and mm-hmm. I really liked and was happy that it was there.
Yep. How about you, Nicole?
When we were in the basement, my mind was 1000% made up that I was never going to attend another D23 event, that it was not for me. It was made up. I was going to just take it like a queen I am, and I was going to handle it this weekend, but I was not. Then somehow, like probably like not even like 10 minutes in, when I'm sitting, I'm like sobbing. And I'm like, why am I crying? This is so lame. But I was underamused in some parts as I felt it was a bit more flashy than what I was looking for. And I was looking for something maybe a little more authentic that I didn't get. But the Imagineer speeches, like Brianna said, like those were by far my favorite. And Jonathan, whoever, and Josh Gad, and like those were all great. And the mass exodus was beyond stressful.
Oh, God.
Just to try to get out. And I felt like even though everybody was pretty cool, like I just felt like I was dumped into this, like the desert, like mm-hmm. I didn't know which way to go. Like, I don't know. We got a cool pin out of it, but I was like, I just feel like they could have, the transitions could have been a little bit better.
One thing I'll go back on, and I'm embarrassed. I forgot about this, was Chadwick Boseman was last, and his video, they did a video for all of him. His video was amazing. And then they had his brother come up and accept it for him. And his brother is a preacher. And that was probably the most moving speech, I would say, of the night. And I can't believe I completely just spaced that when I was talking about everyone. But the way he was talking about Chad, and he said that, you know, my mom was supposed to do this speech, but she just couldn't. So she's here. My dad's here. His widow is here. And he talked about how Chadwick, and it kind of hit home about commitment, about, you know, how important commitment was to him. He said he honored every contract that was ever put in front of him except his last one. And everyone's just like, oh, at that time, everyone's just like, we all just kind of put our head down. And he even talked about how 6 days before he passed away, he honored the contract of marrying his wife, which he married her 6 days before he passed away to honor her and make sure that she was, you know, which I thought was very cool. And then he talked a little bit about how he did the last movie, like the last movie and a half, basically, while doing chemo. And you're just like, yeah, dang, man. And to do this stuff, he was very physically demanding and stuff. And that was a great part. I will agree with Nicole, though, on the fact that my point when I said I wasn't coming back to D23 is when we walked out of the theater. Because I'm like, we turn around and the doors are open. Also, I'm like, what the hell? That's the freaking show floor. It's just like right there. And so we walk out, we get hoarded like cattle into, let's get our pins. Here's your pin. Take your pin. Get out. Goodbye. Like patch on the butt. Get out. We walk out and I'm standing there and like the first, like Joey said, holy crap. Everywhere you look is Disney. You got Pandora here and Lunchbox here and Loungefly over here and the World of Wonders, which is the parks panel. And then over here you see Pixar, the huge Pixar ball. And we're standing there in the middle of this. I'm looking around saying, I'm never coming to this again because I can't control what I'm doing. I was straight up. I have no control over this whole process of where I'm going. I don't know where the hell I'm at. I don't know where I am in this building. I don't know what we're doing next. Thankfully,
it looks like Ralph Breaks the Internet when he goes to the Oh My Disney scene and everything's like Star Wars, Marvel. Yeah.
No, it was You know? Yeah. It was the most overwhelming thing I've ever been a part of. And Joey texts me and says, "Where are you?" He says, "I'm in the parks panel." I'm like, "The parks
pavilion."
Pavilion. I'm like, "Where the hell is that?" And I'm standing next to it because I had no idea where it was. And I look over and I say, "I said, is that the line?" And there's literally like 120 people in this line. I'm like, "So where? How long is this line going to be to get in to look at some models?" And I think
it was
once
fast, though
we it was fast. And I think once we got through that first line and got into that first thing, I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I'm like, "Okay." And then we're breaking out the map and I'm like getting an idea. Okay, so we're here now. And then this is here.
You're that guy.
It kind of makes sense now. Okay, so this is C. This is B. This is A. So, okay, so we're in C. We're like in the back of C, right? Joey's like, "Yeah, we're like right here, dude." And he's like so calm. It's like, is this like Joey's 40th D23?
Joey was like,
so he doesn't
totally
care at all.
Chill.
Yeah.
He was so in control. I'm like,
I'm
oh,
so stressed. And
you're my
and
hero.
I'm so, yeah. So
I guess it should be made like clear that like that was definitely our first experience of the show floor. Like none of us had been to D23 before.
Right.
We went straight to the Legends panel the very first morning of the very first day.
Right.
And then our very first like experience on the show floor was us just being shoved in from the Legends panel. Well, and like and then like telling you you just gotta keep moving. And we're like, but we don't know where we are.
Where the hell am I going to go? I don't. What do you mean? I got to keep moving. Where am I going?
Well, you guys did great because a couple years ago, my friend Christy, I'm calling her out here, we got separated, and I was trying to get her down to the parks panel. She got overwhelmed. She left. Went to DCA. She's like,
queen.
Hey, if it wasn't raining, that thought crossed my mind, dude. I'm not going to lie for a second. I'm like, I can't do
actually,
this for three more days.
I had already planned for that first day. I'm like, I'm going to go to Legends and I'm going to bounce because it's going to be too much. And somehow, like, all of a sudden, none of us had eaten. None of us had drank anything all day.
Oh my
We're
God.
Parched.
It was
like a... I just want to go shopping.
So I bought a bunch of socks. I was really excited. Once I started shopping, I felt a lot better about myself here. You know what I mean?
I'm like, retail therapy.
Everything.
Yeah. I'm like, and I'm not a shopper. If anyone knows me, I'm like, I don't spend money on myself. And I spent $200 on socks. And I'm like, okay, these are really cool socks though. I get so many comments at work now. But so once that started, then Nicole and Brianna got, we're going to talk about shopping because you guys did the shopping, but yeah. Like Nicole said, we did not eat. I think we
ended up with muffins.
We had muffins and water. We had a muffin and water at like 3 o'clock.
pathetic like eating
And then we're all like, "We'll be fine. We're going to El Torito tonight. It'll be okay." So you know, we're going to be fine. We can make it another couple hours. Dinner was at 8:30, so this is 3 that we finally had
we
some
can
corn
make it
muffins.
5 hours.
Yeah.
What were we thinking? I was so hungry.
So the shopping was done by Reserve Buzz was done by like a queue, like a virtual queue. And I don't know if it was Nicole or Brianna, but one of you guys got a reservation for the Emporium the first day?
Yeah.
And so you guys did that. And then, so talk about shopping that day first, and we'll get into the other days. And then me and Joey took off. We're like, screw this. We're going to go. We went and found Skylar in the Disney Insider booth, and we sat down, and we were going to get more food without them knowing. And then this was like at 5 o'clock, and then we found out that the place was closed because they had no more food. So we're like, what the hell? So,
and real quick, Ed, what I was doing in the morning, and I'm just going to gloss over this. I was in the
– Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
No, it's really quick, and – But I was in the SCA panel, which was on the third floor at one of the small auditoriums. Super cool. The smaller panel seemed to a lot of people. This is where the fans really enjoy. And so, but basically, if you're a fan of the Society of Explosive Adventures, it's pretty much a 101. So they talked to a couple of the writers where they tie in the parks. It was moderated by a lady that writes young adult novels that are based on them. This just takes place in modern time. And they revealed the cover for the new one coming out in April. It was super cool. So
I'm sorry, Joey. I completely
I'm just
sorry. I was going down
Big
my notes.
Big Al, what were you
There's
doing?
There's a lot going on this weekend. So
on Friday, I was dying at the parks. I rode the I rode the railroad like 12 times. back to back to change it up. I switched trains. I ate a gang of food. I tried breakfast chimichangas. And I was literally, I looked like that meme. The gentleman that's like waiting in the pool, the swing by himself, just like I'm just wandering Disneyland, like hopelessly, like, well, what do I do next? And I watched Lion King, which is a really amazing show. And it was about like, it was like noon when I texted everybody, like, hey, I'm going to call it and head out. And then it was like 3:30 when I officially actually just head out.
And, oh, that was funny because he said, I'm going to take off. And then he says, just saw Lion King. I'm like, what? You said like 4 hours ago you were leaving.
I walked up Main Street like three times, caught the train, and ended up back in the park.
That's fair. So you know the whole dialogue of the train ride now?
Oh, dude, it was. I was thinking of it all day.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Wasn't it pouring down rain too?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great day.
The part where he says on Main Street, like, you know, I want to thank you for those that have joined for the Grand Circle Tour. It's like my 12th tour. Like. Like the dinosaur parts came up and I'm just browsing on my phone because I've already seen the dinosaurs like four times.
He's on Facebook. Yeah. He's like liking stuff on Facebook. Yeah.
They're still extinct.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then that's everything on Friday, right? We good on Friday?
No, shopping.
Shopping.
Talk about the Emporium because you guys were disappointed with the Emporium. Go ahead.
The Emporium was fine. It was a lot of stuff that you can find or will be able to find on Shop Disney. We got in there and it was quite picked over. There wasn't a lot of exclusives to like the expo. There was a few things. And all of like the Disney 100 stuff was pretty much gone. I got the new little ice cream Disney character food plushes. I don't know what they're called. And that
the
was
Dunkins or something like that, or Dungeon?
Munchies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was, go ahead. Because I was like, I don't have much more. It was crowded. People were sitting on the floors instead of shopping. Like, you had to have a reservation to get in. But people just sat down, like, instead of shopping and got out. Like,
and their bags were still full. Like, they hadn't even checked out yet. And I noticed, like, there seems that there was a lot of people just buying to buy.
Mm-hmm.
That they didn't really seem interested in it. They had so much stuff like in their arms and they were just, I mean, it was like the worst Black Friday event like I've ever been to. Like,
that's a great analogy.
It was just horrible. And everything was picked through. And I found that there was no value to anything that was being sold in that store. Oh my God, but look at Brianna.
Oh, look, that is cute though.
So cute. And he smells. They're so good. They had like a whole Star Wars section that, although it looked great in photographs, like the ears, the sweats, the beanie, the sweatshirt, they did not, I was very under-amused. Like, it was not great stuff, not great quality. They have the Snow White section, which was all cheap garbage stuff. Like, very disappointing. Brianna just did get a... Did you get the ears, or were you going to get the ears?
I did end up the getting Spider-Man. The Spider-Man ears. That, yeah. I think it was she Ashley really Eckstein designed.
Yeah, those are really, really cool. Ashley Taylor, who is like one of my favorite artists, she her line just launched and hit Shop Disney this past weekend. So that was really cool to see her stuff like pick through and hardly anything left.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we saw like a t-shirt that both Brianna and I wanted that was $50. And it was just a t-shirt, like a t-shirt, like...
Did you get the platinum? No one got the platinum ears.
They were gone.
No. Like
they did look cool. I'll say that.
We didn't.
They did look kind of cool.
Yeah, they looked really cool, and it was just
the price kind of had me a little but honestly, after I saw them, I would have bought them.
How much were they?
$175.
No, they're pretty badass looking though. I'm not gonna lie. I think we'll see those again in the park. So, why you guys talk about shopping? Just talk about shopping on Saturday as well, because you guys did better on Saturday, right?
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Nicole did.
Saturday. Oh, my gosh.
The expo stuff was upstairs.
Yeah.
I spent a fortune, you guys. Like, I won't even lie. Like, there were, I don't even know where to start. So once we got into the Mickey's of Glendale and the other, it definitely was much more calm. People were not like Black Friday shopping, right? They were shopping with a purpose. And there were more available sizes. There were male. There were more options. I got the jersey that they had, like the what is it called?
Spirit jersey.
The park jersey. Spirit jersey. Spirit thank jersey. You. The Corksicle water bottle, which is so cool. I got a couple of T-shirts. I got a pin. I went crazy for Emma. Like I went crazy. I won't even lie. Like I probably look like the one that was Black Friday shopping in there, to be honest with you. I came out like I couldn't even care. I was like, I need somebody to help me with all these bags. They had a great Muppets, even though I'm not like a super big Muppet fan. They had a great merch for the Muppets. They had amazing 70-year anniversary for Imagineering. Like, that's my heart is Imagineering. Like, that's I geek logo. Out on anything. Yeah. Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah.
So,
so good. Yeah. I got the
oh,
shirt.
Oh, Brianna has it. Yeah. I mean,
no one
shirt.
Can see it, but you guys can see it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You post that on our page. Post it on the page and show that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I do love this shirt.
So, so good. Yeah. So, good stuff. And, Brianna, you do you have your backpack?
Yeah.
Like, she scored a really cool lounge fly that has, like, oh, the geez. Expo logo.
Here, let me see. I'm going to bring you up bigger so just so we can see it. Oh, that is cool.
And he's all platinum yeah. in his little platinum pants.
I like that platinum so stuff. Cute. Is just going to be crazy. It's going
to
be crazy.
Yeah, I'm really excited yeah. to start seeing all the platinum stuff.
So I want to ask you guys a question.
A lot of it.
I want to ask
and
you guys a
Pandora.
Question. Pandora. Pandora.
Had yeah. a great charm. Yeah.
I have a question for you guys before we go on. We have two more days to talk about. Do you want to continue, keep going tonight, or do you want to like do this in two parts? What do you guys think? I'm good either way. If you guys are good to keep going, we can keep going and finish it. Is everyone
good
with that?
I'm good to keep going.
Okay.
I'm good.
Joe, you good with that? Lewis?
Yes.
Nicole, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we have to talk about like, so we got shopping out of the way, not out of the way, because shopping is important.
Shopping is important.
Shopping is very important. I did get I got a few things too, but, it was crazy. The whole thing was insane, but we need to talk about some of these important panels that we were,
wait, can we talk, since we're on shopping, can we talk about the Emporium really fast?
Oh yeah.
Just when we get there, I just don't want to forget about that.
Well, let's just do it now. Yeah. And then we'll have shopping. Go ahead, Brent. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brianna. Oh, I was just going to say that I didn't know this until Sunday, that we did the virtual queues for the shopping, but at some points the lines do open up to standby. So the Mickey's of Glendale, the only reason I got this shirt was because they opened up standby on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
I was, yeah, so.
Do you guys think they'll keep those virtual queues for shopping from now on? Do you think that's going to be a thing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people would spend literally all day in the lines.
Mm-hmm.
The lines are longer without the virtual queue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's not good.
And we did find out that if you did have a queue time, because we thought on Friday when we were at the parks panel, because your guys' things came up and we're like, well, we missed our time. We found out Saturday about, oh, it's okay if you missed your time. They'll just scan you after because they're being really cool about it because you're going to panels and stuff like that. They didn't really put that out there, but it kind of became known that, oh, hey, you can just have your thing scanned to go in if it's after the fact. You know what I mean? Because everything was on a scanner there, which I thought was the greatest thing. You had to scan in with your badge to all the different things. So you couldn't do things like twice, like get the poster twice or get other things more than once. So I thought that, I don't know if it's always like that, Joey, but I thought that was really cool the way that it was controlled and you weren't going to be getting three or four of the special D23 posters because you already scanned your thing. Sorry.
Yeah, that started 2019, I believe.
Okay.
But it's a lot more organized this time.
So. Okay. So, okay. Emporium, guys, go ahead. You want to talk about the Emporium?
Yeah. So I didn't realize. So I super dug like that section where like the Diz Insider and Mice Chat and Getaway Today were all located, that they had some like vintage
collectors there, but they also had a shit ton of retired Imagineers or retired artists that mm-hmm. were there selling, whether it was books, whether it was art, whatever it was. They also had like that little area was like a hidden gem. And I actually had more fun shopping there, even mm-hmm. though I didn't like buy as much there, but they had like something that I will wish I got this whole time forever is they had like this vintage Mary Poppins thermos, and they had like a couple of other like Mary Poppins items that I wish I would have just like found out how much it was and bought. Right. But they like the sweet spot was over there. Like they
Joshua Schaefer, like, who was on us with us last year when we met Gina Rock. So it was cool to see him. Like you said, the sweet spot was cool. We met them in the park and saw their booth as well.
Yeah. And like JB Kaufman was there, and I got his book and got it signed. And, I never know how to pronounce his name. The Olszewski's, I don't know, something. I'll spell it for you guys. O-L, S as in Sam, Z as in Zebra, E-W-S-K-I. He is the one who did the Gallery of Light. So remember, like, years ago, there were these little boxes, and they were, like, lit boxes that had, like, Disney scenes, and they were called Gallery of Light. He mm-hmm. was actually there selling those boxes. And some other like little art things of like the, you know, Mickey pumpkin and some holiday things. And he was the one that came up with the Haunted Mansion, like lights that twinkle, like that he had to hand do each light and do some fiber optic stuff with it. And so he was telling us like at one point, like how he had to do it and how everything was done by hand. So I really liked that section because you really got a good mix of like retail people, collectors, and then like retired Disney cast members, which was really great.
Bob Gurr was over there. I got a picture of Bob.
We're best friends.
Bob Gurr. You guys are best friends. Didn't you meet? You met Joe Rohde too, right?
And his wife? I met Joe Rohde, it was his birthday that day. And Lynn Rohde, who wrote The Women of Imagineering, which was phenomenal. Joe Rohde's book was already sold out. And they also had a book called The Villains That Ruined Christmas. It was like a kid's book that I really wanted. That was already sold out. But yeah, Joe Rohde like, and Lynn, like nobody had spotted them. Like they got all the way to the back corner. And I had went over there to like check out the books, and I turned the corner and I was like, like so starstruck. And I was like, okay, Nicole, be cool. Like collect yourself. And so I was like, oh, fancy to see you two here. And I'm like, I don't even know what the F to say to these people. Like I was so starstruck. And she was holding the Women of Imagineering book. And I'm like, Lynn, I wish I had my book. Like I've been reading. And she was like, she knows my name. Like she totally like let me geek out on her. And Joe, like he's like this history buff, right? And like knowledge up the wazoo and just like so talented, but yet such a goofy, funny guy. So charismatic. Like I had a blast. I was with him for like 10 minutes and just, we were going back and forth and, yeah, so magical. So magical.
Okay. Let's go back to Friday night real quick, and then we'll get into the two panels on Saturday and Sunday. Friday night, Skylar calls me like the week before and says, hey, how many people you got coming with you? I said, I don't know, 5 or 6. And he says, okay, we're all going to go to dinner at Disney Insider Walt's apartment. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So we all go to dinner, El Torito in beautiful Anaheim. Pouring down rain, which is weird because was 100 degrees day before, but the rain, I had such a good time. It was cool hanging out with you guys all like in a social setting. We were at Disneyland all day on Thursday. And then we did the show on D23 day. And then to go to dinner, it was all of us. And it was Skylar and Josh and Amber and her husband, Chris, and Matt from Discord Apparel, Derek, Nick, their producer, was there. There's probably 12 of us, I would think, probably in the middle of the bar at El Torito. Great time. So much fun. So we're sitting there and I say, hey, let's tell them that it's Matt's birthday. If you guys know who Matt is, if you listen to our show, Matt's a little tiny guy. I didn't realize how small he actually is. He's a really tiny little guy. And he's always like the loudest life of the party. So they come up, they start singing. He goes, who the F said it was my birthday? And he's looking at Lewis. He's sitting next to Lewis, and Lewis is like, it wasn't me. But we all sang happy birthday. We all sang happy birthday to him. And then
he's looking at me like it's my birthday. I'm like, my birthday was last month, bro.
Yeah. And they start singing to him. He played along. It was me that said, let's tell him. But I was like so worried because he's so outspoken. This is not my effing birthday. I thought he was going to say that. I was so worried he was just going to just like blow it up. And they'd be like, why did you say it's his birthday? But he went and played along. And then when he left, it was just so much fun. And to hang out with those guys on that level, it makes you enjoy why we all do this. And like I said, you know, Joey from his podcast and then the Disney Insider podcast and our podcast and everyone got together. Huge ass debate about the Bob Chapek booing, which went on and on and on for almost like 30 minutes of the conversation. It just was all about that and every side of it coming from this side of the table. We won't get into that on here about what all was being said, but it was so much fun to hear everyone's view and everyone had an opinion, which was great. So it was so much fun. So thank you guys for all being a part of that with us. It was awesome.
Big L was kind of quiet at the table during that time though. So I wish to hear more from him.
You're being sarcastic, right?
I feel like I usually come off as the most opinionated one. Like,
yeah. I think Nicole and Lewis were kind of going at each other. I'm like, okay, all right.
It was good.
It was fun. It was fun. It was fun. We had some drinks and we had really good food and good friends. And it was really good, really good time.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
There's something magical, like when you can get a group of people together that have like share the same passion, but for different reasons or mm-hmm. have different opinions, and you can go back and forth like that. Like, that's a good time.
It was great. It was such a blast. Moving on to Saturday morning now. Go ahead.
Before Saturday, Friday, we also did the archive exhibit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Poppins horse. Yes. Oh, my God. How did we forget that? Oh, my God.
I'm glad Joey's here to keep us back on track. Yeah.
The Disney Channel.
Yes. That was part of the archive.
I sent my niece a picture today of that. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. I'm like, I do that for you. Cause that was out of my time.
You got to hold the wand and say, you're now, you got to do like the thing with the Disney Channel. That archive thing was pretty cool. They had like the cutouts or the stand up, whatever you want to call them, from 1937 from Snow White. And you could tell that they were real because they were so faded and like, they were like just like a square board, you know, painted with like the dwarfs on it, a square board with like the prints on it. And then like Nicole said, all the, there's the original horse from Mary Poppins. I think her, one of her dresses, some Bert's photo opera,
her horse,
the table,
her dress
with the penguins.
The table yes. was a real,
Nicole's wearing a penguin outfit.
Yes.
And saw Mary Poppins in there.
Sat with Mary Poppins. Yes, it was a Mary Poppins cosplay, which she was she was amazing. Her cosplay was amazing.
I scoped her out, and I was like, you, I need a picture with you at the table. Come on, let's go.
And they took the picture, and then I'm not sure. They had like a section of Haunted Mansion, and I don't know if it was actual stuff, but they had like the snake lady, this lady with the snakes on her hair. They had like a picture there, and like, I think Joey said, did you say it was the first bride?
It was either the first bride or one of the earlier ones, but it was definitely the one before the 80s, because that one scared the crap out of me because her eyes glowed. But this one, I think,
she still stared into your soul.
She did, for sure.
I was like, oh, man, I don't like looking at her.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. And then they had like an R2 unit in there and C-3PO.
Then my big nerddom, they had the Flynn's Arcade with the games, the sign. Then I made Brianna take a picture with me because they had the Club Ritz from the Dick Tracy movie with the actual costumes. So they had Dick Tracy's suit behind us, and they had Madonna's dress on the stage. And I'm like, get a picture with me. I'm like,
that's just like it's sensory overload, I think, is a way to explain it, because you just, you look here, what's that? You look here, and then, you know, the Marvel one, there's these huge picture there. I mean, there's this wall in the Marvel display. I remember we were looking at it, and it's just all the costumes. I need to have Thor's costume and
don't lady. Lie. You only saw one costume.
I did, but I did notice what else was there. But
the goat heads
from, yeah. And then obviously Wanda's Scarlet Witch costume was there. And I'm like asking them, do you guys think that's the one she really wore? And they're like, yeah, Denny, that's why they're there. You know? And I'm like, there's no way that's the real thing. And, but yeah, it was everywhere you looked. I know we didn't even see everything.
On Sunday inside the Marvel Pavilion by our beautiful Wanda and She-Hulk mural, they actually had the costumes from Wakanda Forever.
Yeah,
on there too. I think they put them up Saturday. I can't remember.
Yeah, because you posted that picture because I wasn't there, and you put that picture in after the fact. So, but so now we move on to Saturday.
Oh. Matt did bring us shirts, and they are fabulous.
I have a Goofy, not a Goofy, but Powerline shirt. So cool.
Mine is the Little Mermaid, and I did wear it on Sunday, and I got a few compliments on it. So
nice.
Thank you, Matt.
Because I wore mine home, and people at the airport, oh, that's a great shirt. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
I also had the Powerline, which I know Lewis was like, that's the one I wanted. But I already purchased them at the Mr. Toad one, so.
So, is that Friday?
Yes, I think that's it.
All right. That Friday was the freaking could have been its own show. A lot happened that day. And then, so Saturday morning, Brianna and Joey went to the panel the right way and were able to get in line, and you guys didn't have as much issues on.
Well. go ahead, Brianna.
I mean, you could talk about it. It was your panel. Yeah, so we got in line. We learned that at Legends, we checked in at the wrong place. But so we checked in. We decided that we wanted the middle again, kind of like where we had for Legends. So I was like, yeah, let's do that. We got in line. We got our bands for Section B. And just like Legends, they did not move us into the room until, like, you know, like 3 minutes beforehand. And we're stuck in this giant line trying to get seats. And literally we see all the lights start like dimming and everything's getting ready to start. And there's no seats for us.
Oh, geez.
And they're like, go over there, find that girl with the blue light. So we walked all the way to this girl, the blue light, and she walked by. I swear to God, after standing next to Josh tomorrow. Oh yeah. We did to stand by Josh tomorrow and all his empty seats. He was greeting people in the line and stuff, so that was nice, and talking to other people. So she's like, go over there to that lady in the blue light. And so we go over there, and then she just keeps walking, and we just keep following her, and we keep following her. And we pass rows of empty seats, but we keep following, and we are like in the back corner of like C or whatever. Like the only thing we can see is like the screens, kind of. Like that for after 2 hours of waiting. And being banded to sit in Section B in the middle.
Right. That sucks that you had a plan. That kind of sucks. We don't need to go into all of the announcements because they've been out there so much. But I mean, just to ask you guys both, what were like your favorites? Like you're like, holy crap.
Because
like
I know. Takeaway. What's your takeaway?
There you go.
Mine was still being in the same room as Charlie Cox and Sebastian Stan and Tom Hiddleston. And Paul Rudd, like, could I barely see them on the stage? Yes. But was I still in the presence of the same room? And I could kind of, you know, like, you know, get my head up a little bit and like see them. Yeah. I was okay with that. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And the new Daredevil series.
Okay. I'm
very excited about that.
Yeah. Just the fact of being in a room like that, that's not being streamed. I mean, you're getting a lot of the stuff, like you are getting stuff firsthand. Even though we find out some things were released on YouTube, which has never been done at a D23 before. So that's pretty cool. I mean, I'll admit that. Probably the biggest takeaway, as exciting as this panel was and super long, I mean, the trailers
were 3 hours.
It was pushing 3 hours. Yeah. Like we get out, we're like, oh my God, the expo's already more than halfway done.
Yeah.
But No, all the trailers are awesome. Indiana Jones, seeing Harrison Ford, emotional. But I would say the biggest takeaway is actually the Avatar. We're like Brianna said, we were so far back and to the side that they handed out 3D glasses. And it's not the, like, oh, this movie's going to be amazing. It might be, it might not be, but I don't know. I'm excited for it, but they handed out the 3D glasses and we get six scenes and we're so far back and to the side. This movie looks beautiful in 3D. I mean, it was like, it really was like it was right in front of us as far as we were. So the scenes were pretty cool. And the only giveaway from this, you know, first world problems only giveaway, was the Avatar poster, which I thought was cool. I'm excited for the movie, but I wound up taking about four of them because people out on the showroom floor were just leaving them on their trash cans. Oh, and geez. I even went to the people standing by the trash can, like, are those yours? Or did people just drop them off? And he's like, I guess people just left them. So I'm like, I looked at Brianna. I'm like, all right, swoop.
There you go.
Swoop them up. So.
But, probably could have sold them.
Joey, have you ever been to Walt Disney World and been on the Avatar ride?
Yeah.
Or Pandora, I mean.
Yeah, I did that for the first time, my last trip.
Oh, so good. I cried during that ride.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool ride.
So let's talk. So I don't even know what to ask. I don't. You guys have any more comments on the Marvel, Lucasfilm, Fox panel? That
I think all the news got out there.
Yeah, everything's out there, so it's not not really. So we also got to do panel wise that day. Nicole and I both got to be a part of the Marty Sklar, which was so cool. And you know, we went to the big Legends panel. I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like really big. No, it's about, I want to say like a tenth of the size, maybe 500 people in there. And it was, besides Joey, meeting Joey, doing this show from the D23 floor, that was probably my next highlight.
Other Joey, not me, Joey. Just letting the people know.
I would have paid the entry fee to D23 just for that panel. I thought it was that good. But Nicole, Sarah, your thoughts on that panel? Because I know you actually spoke in it and actually got to kind of ask a question, comment. But what were your thoughts on that?
I agree 100% that if that would have been the only panel that I got to do that entire weekend, my heart would have been fulfilled. Like, my heart was just bursting. We get in there and somehow we are sitting directly behind his family. And second row, like literally right there. And it is a very intimate setting. I didn't even think there was 500, but it was probably about that, between 3 and 5. And we were second row center, like, just amazing. And they were playing like different things, like, you know, throughout while we were waiting. And Leslie Iwerks was the like kind of host, and we got to sit with Bob Wiseman. Was it Wiseman? Is that his last name?
Bob Weiss.
Sorry. And then of course his wife and daughter. And the energy in the room, like you were overwhelmed by the presence between all of those people and his family. It was an overwhelming experience. And they talked about how, do you mind if I go in and tell you, talk about it? Or do you want to say something about it? Can I tell them about it?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's short version, but yeah.
Okay. So like Marty was a collector, like he kept everything, right? So down to every letter that Walt had ever written him, every button that he received, every sketch, and like WDI was in Disney archives, like they were no longer allowing Marty to send his boxes of things to these locations because they're like, Marty, you've sent enough. And when the execs would come through, he would just like kind of toss things in these paper file boxes. And
He had a public storage. He had a storage on property of his home. There was just boxes like stuck in every which way. And one of the items that they found in the box was a 6-page handwritten letter to Walt shortly after he had passed. And he flew to Walt Disney World and drove to the location. It was still ground, right? Mm-hmm. Ground hadn't really broke yet. And he's sitting on the hood of his car and he writes this 6-page letter. And the letter is clearly marked, like all the page numbers and in Marty's handwriting. And it essentially, short version, is saying, like, whatever this vision that you have, we're going to see it through. And we're going to make sure that your vision of Walt Disney World comes to life. So it's shit like that that we're in all of these boxes. So after he passed, they started to like gather, right? They're just gathering all these boxes. And it's always been a joke. Like Marty is the collector. Marty is the one, which, I mean, he just appreciated. Like you'd find these itty bitty like drawings and just random things and receipts and tons of letters from Walt. So as they're finding boxes and as like the truth is kind of coming out about how fabulous Marty is, and how fabulous those around him allowed him to be the person that he was. They gathered 1,000 boxes of his stuff.
I think they said like 2 million items, 2 million different items of pieces of paper.
And they're essentially going to take it through the archives, and they're going to catalog it. They're going to digital it. They're going to do all the things, and then eventually they're going to make a book out of it. Yeah. And take it through. And at the end, they allowed, like, I'm a big fan of Leslie, through her Imagineering, the things that she's done, and Bob Weiss, obviously we know. And, I tend to be more of like a personal, intimate person. So like really hearing stories from his daughter and how his wife handled him and how the relationship between the two of them, was just incredible. And so at the end, we had about 4 minutes left in the panel. And and he created and started a program for Imagineers for students that were in their third year of college, could then work hand in hand with current Imagineers. And he did this for like diversity and new blood and new ideas, trends. So he really was trying to bring in all of these things from outside, from these young kids that were fresh still in college and were hungry for knowledge and hungry for the arts. And he, the first award winner, or I don't know if recipient, that's the right word.
Recipient.
But yes. Thank you. He spoke, and Marty had kept this kid's speech.
And they found it. They found it in a box.
And they found kid's it. Speech. Like, yeah. And the kid didn't even have his own speech anymore. But Marty freaking had it and was able to give like an acronym for what Disney stood for and the beliefs that in the company. So mm-hmm. at the end, a college student stood up and asked questions. And at the end, nobody was speaking up. So this girl decides to stand up. I got some shit to say. So I let them know, like, I just had this like intimate moment, and I start crying like a freaking goober, but I just looked deep into their eye and I was like, you know what? It's because of you that we have this. It's because of you that you allowed this person. Like, so I just got to have this moment with the family. And then of course, you know, there's not a dry eye and I got a microphone and I'm like, but I'm not done. But at the end, after we were all exiting, like I purposely like walked out in front of the family so like I could like, you know, pat them on the shoulder and tell them how much I love them and how fabulous Marty was. But I think out of anything this weekend, not that you guys are not super duper fabulous, that was my moment. Like that right there, like, sorry guys, like if I had never got to meet any of you guys or see you guys that weekend, if I would have stumbled around by myself all weekend, my heart was literally exploding. And I was like, okay, I'm coming back next year. This is a great event ever. And before I was like, this sucks. But that right there, like, you all can laugh, but you all know I'm true. Like, Marty is the freaking bomb, and Bob Weiss, and oh my God, it was so good. And just hearing the stories, right? Like, you hope that, like, part of why we love it so much more than, like, other, like, Universal. We don't have an emotional attachment to Universal. We don't have an emotional attachment. Oh, sorry. I love you, Brianna. Well, some do not have, like, what they have for Disney. And it's because of the people behind it, right? Like, it's the real humans that are creating these art and have this dream and whatever. Oh, my gosh, Big Al, are you going to fall asleep, yo? Are you okay, buddy? Are you okay? Am I boring you?
So let me understand this, Nicole. You enjoyed
okay,
it.
Okay, you're saying that.
Hello? You're muted, Lou.
No, I'm good. I'm just listening.
So let me ask
you. Okay, they're like trying not to be like, damn, dude, I just said the parks.
I was at the parks on a 100-degree day for you. Yeah. And this he's on,
his,
you
he's on his 18th trip on the train.
Yeah.
So, Nicole, yeah. If I'm understanding correctly, you like that panel?
Like,
it doesn't sound like it.
I freaking loved it. Like, that was my jam. Marty's my man anyways. Like, yeah. Marty, like, he's by far my favorite. Sorry, Bob Gurr. Sorry, Joe Rohde. But, like, he's my favorite and has been. Like, that book I have read, like, 3 times. Like, quotes I have in my office at work. Like, I've always been a solid Marty fan.
Didn't Marty actually write, "If you can dream it, you can do it"? It wasn't Walt, yes. Right? It was Marty, right? Yeah.
Correct.
I have that on my desk. I have that. It's a picture of Walt and Mickey, but it says, "If you can dream it, you can do it." But Marty actually wrote it. But, you know.
Well, okay, and so, just the fact that, like, here Marty started, like, fresh out of college. Like, he was so green, right? And then before you know it, like, he's writing these speeches for Walt's passing and just became his right-hand man. And, yeah, so good. So
you're
good.
Saying it was better than the Rad Beer event that we all attended on Saturday night?
Sorry. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's there's fine. More people there.
Yeah, so sorry. No, that was a really fun event because
we so
did get to talk with the park mom and hear you guys and recap, and we're going to totally change Disney up and have cardboard boxes for Skyler, and like, oh, we're going to get
Skyler
rid of the train.
Just went
like,
off.
Yeah, so these, good.
These so, panels so good. Like that you guys are in with the Marty Scolar thing, the SCA one I was at, the one I was at on Sunday. These smaller panels are the actual ones that you talk to a bunch of people, and these make up. These are the favorites of so many expo goers. The sisters from Neverland Clubhouse mentioned some of their past expos was being in the Goofy movie and anniversary and.
Oh, I would love that so much.
Yeah,
Brianna, did you do any small panels?
I didn't.
She's only a big panel girl. She just did all the big panels.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. During. All of my smaller panels were during like a bigger panel that I was on.
Right. But you did all three. Brianna did Legends, Marvel, and the
Trifecta
parks,
so. Right there. Yeah,
yeah, she did them all. That's but yeah, the event for sure at Rad Beer that Joey put together was so much fun. Sal Vicious was so great. Thank you for that together. Not many people showed up, and that's fine. But I think we had a great time.
Yeah, we got a lot of help with Matt, even though he wasn't able to go there. He set up Sal and everything. And I think the weather really scared a lot of people away.
I think Kelly probably won because she showed up, right? So did she win the
She's such a great – she's amazing.
And, you know, we could take a second here. Kelly, the theme park mom, she's been on the Extra Magic Hour. She had some issues with some hate from some people on her TikTok. So give her some love. She's awesome. She's a great person.
And just remember, you can't believe everything that the internet says.
Exactly.
And just because it's a video doesn't mean it's true. But yeah, her energy was fantastic and she super enjoyed you guys, and her husband is fantastic. And yeah, that was a good time. Not as good as Marty, but it was
okay, fair. Marty was the best.
Yeah.
Love the folks at Rad, though, for letting us put that on, too.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. So
it was so much fun.
And good beer, too.
It was good beer. I don't drink beer, and it was good beer. So it was fun. Lewis, what you got there?
I got this from the theme park mom at the hotel event.
Oh, yeah. She has the best stuff. She's great. We were talking about Kelly Brown, how cool she is, and that if people give her crap, they're stupid. So, you know, basically she's...
And you can't believe everything the internet says.
Well, drop your phone.
Well, and I was like, hate righteous people that act like they've never, like, you know, got frustrated about something.
Exactly. Like, and it's so frustrating.
I was like, I have seen everybody frustrated at one point in their life. I was like, you cannot sit here and be on the internet and act like you have the... And I was like, you can't be here yelling on the internet and act like you don't have a temper sometimes. Like,
it's like, who has never heard anybody frustrated at any Disney park? Just saying.
I will say,
Mark left D23 because I was throwing a tantrum because it was so stressful.
I will say that Marty Sklar, that was my favorite panel. My favorite, that was my highlight of the weekend, but meeting little Joey was my highlight of the whole thing. So those two are right there. Then we also did the live show from the floor of D23 Expo, which I never would have thought 2 years ago when I started this podcast that was ever going to happen. And I was kind of sitting there I'm like, this is freaking insane. And it was very cool. And I mean, it was fun. We had a fun hour. We just discussed stuff, but so all the cool.
Cosplayers walking by.
Yeah. And just to see.
Oh my gosh. The dress that was made out of plastic bag. The
plastic bag dress was amazing. Oh, yeah.
She was so beautiful.
And that was my first day cosplaying too. So
yes,
you looked fantastic.
So we move on to Saturday morning. I'm sorry, Sunday morning. Nicole had left. Lewis is still over in the park riding Splash Mountain with with his friends. The Toontown Posse or whatever they called?
Toontown Fight Club.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
Wow. That's
people. Yes. Yeah. Can I be a part of this gang? Is this a gang? Is this a group? What is this?
It's a you just want to join. You're like, I don't need no this, but get me in. It's a social club through Disneyland. Well, not through Disneyland, but with based off Disney.
Are you a member? Be social.
Yeah.
Are you a member?
I'm considered a hang around right now.
Oh, it's like you're so like if it's Sons of Anarchy, you're just like a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds stressful. What if they don't like me? Never mind. Forget it. A hang around? Like you're a groupie? Is that what that
is? I mean, if you want to put it that way.
The only way out is in a box.
Oh man. Do you have a vest?
That's so cool.
I do have a vest.
You have a vest? Oh, you showed us the vest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have it? Show it.
It's in the car right now. If you want to give me a few minutes, I'll go grab it.
That's awesome.
Nicole just wants to join. She's going to, you know, you have to get jumped in, right?
Well, no. Like, oh, whoa. Big L got my back. He won't let anything happen. It'll be fine. I love stuff like that, though. Like, that's just like an adult, like, version. Like, I love stuff like that.
Yeah, are you guys are chatting? I'll go grab my vest in the car. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Why are you guys laughing? What did I say that was so funny? Pull it together.
It's almost 11 o'clock.
I'm laughing because everybody's laughing. It's like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay.
We call them vest people or vesticles.
I remember seeing.
Did I hurt his feelings? Do you think I offended him?
Oh no. He's going to get his vest. I think he would have went.
Yeah, but I don't want to be. Hurt. You know, like nah. Yeah, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
That's all good.
He's a cool dude. Okay, continue. Okay,
moving on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I was stuck in traffic when you guys were all having fun.
Yeah, you left Sunday. You left
hell on the 5.
Yeah, you left Sunday. To head home.
I got a story for you on my way out.
I went back to the thing for a couple hours. Tell us your story.
Joey, tell us your hell story.
Oh, when I get to my hotel after a long day, after the expo, which closed at 7, I did a recap with my friends at Skywalker through Neverland.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fun time. They were recapping each day. So I did that with Courtney and Kelly from Neverland Trading with them and stuff. Get back to the hotel. My card won't, my door's not opening at the hotel.
I'm like, oh, no.
What the hell's going on? It hit me like that I realized I was supposed to check out on Sunday.
Oh, shit.
And I was supposed to get back to work. I was driving back on Monday, and it totally, I'm like, what the? And I was texting Brianna because I went to pick up Elliot. I'm like, I had a little issue. So I go to the office. I'm like, hey, totally my mistake, my brain fart. I totally misunderstood when I was supposed to check out. They're like, what room are you in? I'm like, you know, the room. I said, like, oh, we're wondering because everything's just laid out. And I'm like, oh, well, all right, you know, so I get charged for today. I might as well just stay, right? They're like, yeah, sure. I already told Sean how much my room a night was. It's pretty cheap. Mm-hmm. And then I asked, well, how much is it to stay tonight? They're like, let me check. $257.
Holy.
At a Motel 6. I'm like, oh, what? Two? Are you kidding me? And I'm like, well, what's if I'm like, I can't afford that right now. I just got new tires on my car before this trip. And they're like, well, you'd have to leave like right now. I'm like, I'll be out in 20 minutes. So get out, rush. I'm just like sweating and I pack up everything and I can't close the door because they said it's a one-time scan on my key that if it's locked. So I mean, anyways, get everything in my car. It takes about 30 minutes. And then I go to pick up Elliot and it's already what about 11 ish at time.
I think it was close.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I'll go to my first plan and maybe I'll just drive all the way through the Grapevine and stop at the rest stop. Well, apparently the freeway was closed because of the fires going on. So it takes me around a state park and I'm driving through like these mud roads, come back and then we get blocked off. Where are you going? I'm trying to get to Sacramento. Well, you can't go this way. I'm like, well, Google took me this way to the cop that was there. Sorry. I didn't mean to be rude to a cop. My dad was a cop. I love cops. But then he's like, well, there's a mudslide here, so this road is closed.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to drive all the way back.
You're like, can I just sleep here? I need to go to sleep.
We're pushing 3 o'clock in the morning by this time. And I just find a Ralph somewhere sleeping there. Wake up in the parking lot. Not in Ralph's. Wake up in the parking lot, and it's full of cars that got turned away. So,
yeah, but at that point, what do you do? Like,
yeah,
you got so to sleep.
Yeah, so I went to go around and... Again, Google Maps took me one way, and it stopped, and police like, well, you can't go that way. It's closed. I'm like, ah. He's like, go left. I-5 will be opening in 10 minutes. I'm like, okay, cool. So
that drama. Is horrible. Damn. I have no reason to complain. It only took me an extra hour and a half to get home. Sorry, yo. Oh,
dang. It's an adventure.
Okay, let's model this vest.
Let's see the vest.
Yeah, got to model it. Sorry. Those who can't see it.
So here's the back of it. We got the Sunken City designs.
Damn, look at that.
Got like a little makeshift. Let's see how I'll go this way. So then I got the Oogie Boogie patch and then like the Misfits.
Yes.
Is that your art?
And then I got my haunt. I did the Haunted Mansion piece on this one.
Damn.
Nice. That's badass.
And then
that is so amazing.
Damn.
I love that the Mad Hatter's a Hatbox Ghost. That's awesome.
That's yeah.
So there's that. And then on one side I got this like really cool Haunted Man or Halloween heart patch.
Yay!
That's crazy.
And then in memory of Walt patch.
That's just like Sons of Anarchy.
That Splash Mountain patch right there.
Oh, Splash Mountain.
Boom.
And then on the collar, I got this little like just we don't even know where I got this. This is a Mickey. It's on there. And then on the other side, I got the...
Oh, hell yeah.
My favorite parade!
Main Street Electrical Parade. I got two of our buttons. I got the Steamboat Willie patch. Damn. And then I got the club patch right there.
Okay, that's cool.
You could get more that's patches amazing. If you had sleeves. Yeah. That's awesome.
That's badass, man. Cool. We'll have to have you share that because now everyone's gonna be like, "What the hell? What's he showing all them?" So, we'll have to have you put that, like, do a video of that maybe, and put it on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Show off your vest. Let's talk about the only thing we haven't talked about yet, and we'll wrap up with this. My hour show. We're at an hour and 50 minutes, or around 45 minutes, so it's cool. But again, like these bigger panels, there's really not a lot to discuss because it's out there so much. But we can talk a little bit.
This one is streamed too.
Yeah, and this one was streamed, so everyone knows what happened. So Brianna and Joey got to go to the parks panel together as well, right?
Yeah, kind of. I had to leave a little early because I didn't realize. Well, first, I didn't know I was going to this one until when Brianna realized, oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I think that was like Saturday night. We were at the thing, and Brianna's like, well, we have that in the morning. He's like, oh, I'm going to that. And just straight up had no idea that.
He knew it before that because I had asked them, we'd talked about it Friday, I think.
Because there's he gave you his Marvel, right?
Yeah. Because I asked him Friday about like when we were meeting for Marvel. And I was like, oh, hey, I learned that I don't understand this guest thing, and I do have a guest. So
come to Mars. So I was like, hell yeah. Exciting. Then it hit me about maybe 20 minutes before we got into the room. That I'm like, wait, because I'm going to the Tron 40th panel. So I checked the time because I thought it was at 2 or 3 o'clock. No, it was at noon.
Oh.
And so I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to have to leave early.
You left the Parks panel to go to the Tron thing?
Yeah, it was a battle. I mean, I struggled with it for a long time.
Yeah.
But the timing of it, luckily, I mean, if you saw the stream, I pretty much left right after Tiana or Anika Nani Rose did her awesome performance live, which was one of my predictions that she was going to perform live. But yeah, missed out on the swag, which was a lot on this one.
Yeah.
But I did get from my good friends at Skywalking, they gave me their extra Avengers Campus poster, which was amazing. Oh, nice. And then the card of the statue that's going to be in Shanghai? No.
It's one of the Asian parks.
Yeah, it's a new statue that they're debuting. Yeah. And it's similar to the Roy statue in Walt Disney World, where it's Walt on a bench with Mickey instead of Roy on the bench with Minnie, which is looks amazing. I mean, it looks amazing, so... So they gave me that too. So we
know all the announcements that were made and all the announcements that weren't made. We all know those, right? Everyone here kind of knows what was announced and what wasn't. Brianna, you were there for the whole thing. Visually, show wise, obviously, probably the best show of the weekend. It looked like
show. Lots of performances. Yeah. They set off Mickey shaped confetti at the end.
Did you get any of it?
I did. I loved it because like there were so many of us just like collecting it. I was like, see, this is what they do. They
and this one we're up close too.
On purpose. Yeah, we were up close. They're like, this is what you do. You know, they made it Mickey shake. They knew that like all of the fans were just going to collect it and they wouldn't have to clean it up.
Yes. So
you guys got in there. Joey, real quick, how was the Tron? When we'll go back to, I want to just touch on each one of your guys' park thoughts. But Joey, how was the Tron? Oh, was it worth leaving?
It was because, like, I love Tron, the original movie. I love the sequel. I love the cartoon that came out, and I can't wait to ride the ride. So this was cool. It was
spring of 2023.
Yeah, exactly. It was really cool that they had a number of the visual effects artists in the original Tron. They showed a deleted scene, a very risque deleted scene that's never been seen before, but some people said it's on the internet. Very cool though. Bruce Blocksletter, who plays Tron, was there. And then the guy, Scott, I forget his last name, but he's the one that designed the roller coaster, the Light Cycle Run. So he was there. And then everybody walked out with issue number one Tron Marvel Comic 40th Anniversary edition. So it was really cool. And Bruce, I think I posted a video of it, but after the panel, he was standing around just talking to the fans still for 10, 15 minutes after. So this is a comic that they gave away.
Oh, right on.
So
that's cool.
Yeah, D23 logo. Of course, Tron Light Cycle on the back. So it was worth it. Yeah, it was worth it. If you're a Tron fan, which I am, like I said, but I was still bummed. But and walking up to I did run in real quickly to legend Imagineer Floyd Norman. Didn't have enough time to get a picture with him because he was being issued out. But
that's cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Okay, so we'll go back to the parks panel. We all know the announcements. No, it wasn't made. Nicole, what was your biggest takeaway from the parks panel that you happy about, not happy about? What's one thing?
I was underwhelmed about the whole thing. Like, I didn't go to it, but
right
like the announcement, like I mean, did they really announce anything that we didn't already somewhat know? Am I wrong?
San Fran, Tokyo.
That's about it.
The only thing that was
okay. That's fair. And my even my son. So I went and visited my son Caleb after, and he. You're right, Brianna. Like he was pretty excited. He gets to see Baymax, but.
They didn't say when though. They just said in the future. That could be in 10 years.
Like I just even then, like I just don't think that. I don't know. They could have touched on so much that they didn't.
Right. Okay.
A lot of filler.
Yeah. And I felt like that was the whole weekend of announcements, though.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, how about you?
Oh, I think the Parks and that Parks panel was a huge disappointment. Huge missed opportunity. The stuff they did give us was stuff we already knew. Stuff that was already coming. And even the stuff they did mention that's coming was a band-aid. I mean, Tiana is just getting a layover. We've seen the model now. You look at the model, and if they didn't have the water tower there, that's still Splash Mountain. The walls still look the same. Even the logs are the same. Like, I knew the logs weren't going to change. It was still a log ride. But I figured maybe they're maybe carved out like canoes. Maybe they're still like a different shape of instead of just a log. But, like, it's the same. I mean, San Francisco looks cool. But when you look at the concept art, it's the same thing. The only thing that's changing is the bridge, and they're going to put some Oriental Trading Company Baymax lights around the park and call it a day. So I thought the parks panel, for it being the closeout panel like of all panels, it was a huge letdown. I mean, I wasn't there to witness it. I know that's half the energy. But from the outside looking in, there's really nothing coming, and there's no tangible evidence that it is coming. And if it does come, when is it coming?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Brianna, how about you?
Yeah, that was kind of the same. Like I said, I was there, so I did get to experience all the energy in the room, all of the performances live. So overall, that aspect, I had a lot of fun during the panel. But mm-hmm. Yeah, the same thing with when I sit down and look at all the projects that were really announced. And I even said, like, beforehand, the only thing I don't want to hear is things that are coming back that we already had, because those aren't big announcements that should be saved for D23. These things were only taken away because of the pandemic, and it shouldn't have been announcements of things that are coming back. So that did happen. That was the Magic Happens Parade. Mm-hmm. Even, like, but there were things that, like, still, like, even weren't announced, like, every single one of us expected to know what was happening with the treehouse. Everyone expected to know when Fantasmic was coming back to Walt Disney World. And those things didn't get announced, and they should be like little things that they have but didn't want to announce. So it mm-hmm. just kind of feels weird, but I'm not the one that makes those decisions. And then for Walt Disney World, this big thing came out about, you know, but it was all this blue sky. The stuff might happen. This is only ideas, but we might get this 10, 15, 20 years down the road. Who knows? Right. It will probably all actually change. And so there's no commitment to any of that, but that was like the big exciting news of the panel.
I've done a lot of research the past couple of days, and I've not heard the word blue sky so much as I have in the past like 4 days, honestly. And that's like the best word to describe it. Joey.
So it seems like a tradition in these park panels is everybody expecting a Tomorrowland announcement, and it's like, well, maybe next year.
Let's give up on it now at this point.
Yeah. I saw this funny meme. It's called a Disney Parks What If? Like, what if they actually built some of these concepts that they announced in the past? But yeah, I mean, as much as you guys know, I love Star Wars, and but like when they brought up the Mandalorian and Grogu that mm-hmm. are going to be there. That was announced at Star Wars Celebration in May that they were going to be there in the fall. Seeing the Hulk was cool, but kind of weird that he's the only one that's going to be in the quantum suit.
Yeah.
Just so they can have him talk and not have to articulate his mouth. The coolest thing was actually hearing what the new attraction is going to be, abandoning the Quinjet attraction mm-hmm. and doing the multiverse with every character, and the vehicle looks like an actual like Indiana Jones style vehicle, not like something that's just going to be on the screen. So that was kind of but yeah, everything was like I was saying, as cool as it looked like on stage, it was filler because
yeah,
I love Jon Favreau, but did they really need him to have him talk about 5 minutes to have the Mandalorian to walk out? I mean,
yeah. I get it. I agree with the way you filler or fluff. I mean, yeah.
fluff is a very good word for
it. It's just, I don't know. There's a couple of cool announcements. I disagree with Luce a little bit. I don't think it was a letdown. I think it was a complete fan service, if that makes sense. It wasn't, it was a service to the fans, and they got to hear some cool things. They started off by saying happily ever after, because that's all anyone ever wanted was happily ever after to come back. But, you know, it was a fluff piece for Parks fans, and not anyone, no one really was excited about. I mean, if some of that stuff comes to fruition in the future, cool. Just like 3 years ago, they were going to do the Quinjet. I thought the Quinjet ride looked cool 3 years ago, and they talked about it, but now they're not going to do it because now we have the multiverse, which the multiverse can change on this with a snap, and then you can have a different complete. It's like Star Tours now. You can have a completely different attraction all the time, and always updated to something else. I agree with all of you. It was just underwhelming. Was a good word. Fluff, letdown.
They did announce
that. Okay, you go. I'm going to mute myself. You go.
Ladies first.
Oh, goodness. So they did announce for the Run Disney that they are bringing that back. And I know that that was like a huge deal for so many people that they were bringing Run Disney back. But I have to say, like, I disagree with you, Sean, in the sense that like it was for the fans or whatever, like Brianna Touch, like it's just all the crap that we lost because of the pandemic. Like, why are you like that? That's not D23 worthy. Like, we shouldn't have to wait for that. Like, you're bringing it back. Yay. But you could have said that at any time. Run Disney isn't coming back for 2 years, and then much of what they announced doesn't even have a freaking date, you know?
Yeah.
So I definitely, like, you know, and Lewis touched on it too. It was underwhelming. And then with, you know, what Brianna said about the pandemic, like, we lost those things, and I appreciate them keeping the cast members safe. And, you know, we couldn't get our hands on many things, and neither could they, but I don't know. It wasn't D23 worthy.
Okay.
Now, in 2 years, if in 2 years, all of a sudden Josh DeMauro's bringing out concept models, props, ride vehicles, all that, all right, then it won't be a letdown. But let's talk about the Moana thing that's still not at Epcot that was announced 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Granted, the pandemic has hit, but it's not there still. I think this right now, we realize that Bob Iger's reign has ended, and now we are in the runs with Bob Chapek and Josh DeMauro. And I think this just showed, kind of like if you watch the Imagineering story when Bob Gurr says we're out of that magic that Walt Disney left us, I think this D23 was a very pivotal point. We are now out of the magic that Bob Iger had, and we are now in the Bob Chapek, Josh DeMauro era. And if all these concepts can be groundbroken within the next 2 years, and they're showing models and props of these attractions, then it won't be a letdown. It'd be like, hey, we didn't have the time to get this stuff to you for that D23. Well, not only do we have pieces here, we have display models, we have dates, and not only that, you guys see in the parks, the walls are up, the ground is level, and we're building. So if they can do that in 2 years, then this parks panel turns into a home run. If 2 years from now, we're hearing about Encanto and Coco and whatever else movies are coming out, and yet there aren't nothing changing, then it was a huge letdown.
Okay.
Yeah, and I cannot see in 2 years them getting anything in Walt Disney World done. Maybe the Animal Kingdom section, where they're getting rid of Dino Land, right, and supposedly going to, and that was the other thing. It was like, oh yeah, we're gonna do like Zootopia, but like also Moana would be cool, but like we don't know, and we're also putting like a Moana section in Epcot, but like it would be cool in Animal Kingdom too. And I was like, what is happening? Like,
well, they were just doing the panel. They're actually doing a panel. They're actually having an open discussion about it right then. Trying to figure
I know. They're out. Like, maybe if they applaud enough, guys, we'll do that. Yeah. Like, let's see what happens.
Yeah. So I'm trying to decide what the people responded to the right. most. Okay, yeah, let's do that. That'll work. Yeah, I don't know where else to go from here. I said, let's do an hour show. It's been 2 hours.
Well, I'll end with this. One thing that that I did on Sunday, and I loved going around where you scan your badges. I tried to do that as many places as I could and got a mm-hmm. lot of swag. I bought one thing, but it ended up with two bags of swag on the way home. So
nice.
But one thing I really wanted to go to, and I didn't get to it till the very end, was the Disney D23 live stage. Because I've said this multiple times that this is like a highlight for me at Star Wars Celebration. So they brought it here for the first time. So I thought I'd rest off my feet a little bit and go to this thing. And it was hosted by Ashley Eckstein, Mark Daniels, and Brett Ewen, who's Mickey's voice.
Yeah.
And they took turns and stuff. So they had a bunch of stuff going on in days. Anyways, one of the last things I saw was it was a trivia game, a Stars trivia game. And it was hosted by, and I'm sorry if I don't know who this is, but I guess a well-known drag queen that was around the expo throughout the whole weekend, hosting different things like at the Disney Plus stage and everything. Anyways, I was hosting this trivia show with first star he brings out, Jodie Benson. I'm like, oh, cool. So, you know, I'm in the front row. So she comes out. Next two people brings out were those two, the Lopez brothers, the basketball players. I'm like, oh, that's the.
Oh, we saw them. That one yeah. day. You, yeah.
So they were part of it. Then the last person he brings out is Donny Osmond. So that was a lot of fun. And so they're doing this little trivia thing. So then the last thing is they spin a wheel for karaoke. So the brothers, they can't sing. I'm sorry. Then Donnie goes to spin a thing and he gets Part of Your World. So he sings that briefly, but then starts singing I'll Make a Man Out of You. Then him and the drag queen kind of go back and forth singing it together. Iconic. It is amazing. So then Jodie Benson goes to pick a song, spins a wheel. She gets Part of Your World. So, of course, she sings it real briefly. But then Nina was the name of the drag queen. So he's like, well, I want to pick a song for you. Winds up picking Into the Unknown from Frozen 2. She kills it. And they're both singing it together. But I posted a video. It's on the Disney Universe Instagram. It is a moment of gold. And I was so happy to see that. Nice. Then went real quick back to Sweep Spot. Talked to my buddy Russ. Scene Unseen. Mm-hmm. Talked to Josh. Then when we're talking and we're about to grab a picture, Jeff Bayham, who does Doom Buggies podcast, shows up. And I'm a big fan of his show. So we all get a picture. Go to Russ to get a book signed. And you got you know, Sean, you met Bob Gurr. Nicole, you met Joe Rohde. And right next to where Russ gets a book signed is one of my heroes. Leonard Maltin is just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm starstruck. So I'm just like, you know, I asked him for a photo and his daughter's there. They have a great podcast together. So now I got my badge, which is now signed by Bob Gurr and Leonard Maltin.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this was the last day that the expo ended. And that was a great way to end.
Okay. We didn't talk about the plane.
The plane was cool.
Okay. Good talk.
No, it really was cool. When we went to see the plane, Bob Gurr was standing there doing an interview. It was kind of cool to see him just walking around in his red shoes. And yeah, the plane was really cool. I mean, the whole idea of that they brought that there, and they were showing pictures last week, you know, the week before of it, like in the parking lot, in the Toy Story parking lot in pieces. Yeah. And very cool. I thought it was impressive to see that, and like the pictures and stuff that went with it. Yeah.
Did it was nice. The pictures and videos of Bob Gurr standing by the Walt Disney statue.
Oh my God. That was probably the,
so good
of him just staring hard at Walt. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. That was, yeah.
And we saw him in the scooter, right? On his way out.
Mm-hmm.
I apparently, somebody's like, oh, it's weird. Cause we saw him dancing on his Instagram. Like,
but then he's in a scooter. Yeah.
Yeah. And I found out Saturday that he was only riding it because he wanted to tinker with it and try to make it faster,
of course.
So he didn't need it. He was just trying to figure out how he can improve it because he's a mechanic.
That's what he does.
Yeah, so that was cool.
He was using it at Midsummer Scream too. He had his scooter.
Okay, So I'm going to go around one more time here and ask you guys one more question, and then we're going to wrap this up. We're 2 hours and 5 minutes into this thing. Lewis, over. Huh?
No, go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said I'm tired.
I feel you, girl. Lewis, overall experience, D23 week with us, Disney Universe Podcast. Give me one word that describes it all.
Oh, shit. That's a hard one word.
Okay, that's a phrase. A comment.
Outrageous.
That's a really good word, actually. Yeah. Joey, how about you?
Iconic.
Okay.
I'll just briefly, this is my fifth expo, and this is probably one of the greatest expos that I've been to. A lot of people complain about the organization. They have improved so much over past expos on lining people up. It sounds weird, but seriously, it's been a shit show in the past. But
yeah, okay, Brianna.
It was amazing.
Okay, Nicole.
All the feels.
Okay.
You guys made it what it is for me. Like, I may joke about Marty and how amazing the whole week was, but you guys really brought it for me. Just being able to
kind of feel like we were second to Marty. That's what it sounds like, but it's okay.
Well, yeah. Okay. So second best, right? Second best.
Silver's good.
It was a blast to be able to geek out with all of you guys and to be able to be in an element with other humans that shared the same passion and the same likes. There's something magical about that, and definitely brought the feel. So I appreciate you guys letting me tag along and be a part of this adventure with you guys this past week.
For sure. My word is friendship. That's it. This was, I've gone through a lot the past year or so. And to me, this was kind of like a culmination of an F you to a lot of people that I finally got to do something I've always wanted to do since this has started. And I was told this is never going to happen. So the four of you, I had the best time with you guys. You guys are awesome people, and that friendship, I think that wraps it all up. I mean, just from meeting with the guys, everyone on Friday night doing the rad beer thing and Skyler's rant about tearing down Disneyland. I mean, it was so much fun. And just, all the friends
insider.
Yeah, we're gonna change the name of everything to Knott's apartment. Yeah.
You better not do that.
Yeah, the Knott's Universe podcast. Just but no, it was fun. I mean, Nicole, Brianna, Joey, Lewis. Lewis, I wish you could have been there with us.
We're just taking over 2024, that's all.
Yeah, for sure. We've already started talking about plans for that. I wanna get everyone part of the show. That's part of the show there. That would be, I mean, I have like 8 hosts, I think, if you count them all up, but they would be so much fun. But I thank you guys all so much for everything. It was so much fun, and you guys made me feel so welcome into all of your worlds. So I appreciate you all. So just like Nicole said, I appreciate sharing this kind of love and passion that all of you guys have. And like, we got to geek out together and do the best things ever. So I'm going to end this one more time. Nicole, Brianna, Joey, Lewis, thank you so much for all of this. To all of our listeners, thank you for enduring this 2-hour podcast. And once again, we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. Good late night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Lewis.